Cambridge Certificate in Advanced English 4 by the University of Cambridge Local Examination Syndicate in conjunction with Cambridge University Press. This recording is copyright. Cassette 2, Side 1. This is the Cambridge Certificate in Advanced English Listening Test. Test 3. This paper requires you to listen to a selection of recorded material and answer the accompanying questions. There are four parts to the test, 1, 2, 3, and 4. You will hear part 2 once only. All the other parts of the test will be heard twice. There will be a pause before each part to allow you to look through the questions, and other pauses to let you think about your answers. At the end of every pause, you will hear this sound. You should write your answers on the question paper. You will have 10 minutes at the end to transfer your answers to the separate answer sheet. The tape will now be stopped. You must ask any questions now, as you will not be allowed to speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part 1. Part 1. You will hear a travel company's information line recording giving details of its holidays in Crete. For questions 1 to 8, fill in the information. You will hear the recording twice.
Welcome to our Cretan Holiday Information Line. We thank you for calling and hope you have found something in our brochure to interest you. The following details might help you in your choice. For those of you intending to fly direct to Crete from the UK, we would like to point out that all our flights operate on Tuesdays, and we will be flying from Manchester, Newcastle and Heathrow airports to Heraklion or Chania Airport in Crete. Transport to accommodation within 10 kilometres of the airports is free. But for those wishing to book a holiday further afield, we ask for a small supplement to cover the additional cost of the taxi fare. An alternative is to hire a car, which can be collected at the airport. We must emphasise, however, that comprehensive insurance does not cover either the tyres or windscreen of the car, and that should you cause damage to any of these, you will be required to pay the full cost of repairs, so please drive carefully. Hiring a car costs anything between £140 and £365 per week, depending on the season and type of car. All our villas and apartments are self-catering, with fridges and cookers, though it should be mentioned that the cookers are small and have only 2 or 3 rings. The majority of our villas and apartments are cleaned 6 times a week, and the linen is changed once a week. Clients staying in some of our resorts may use the water sports equipment free of charge, and beginner's lessons, which can be paid for locally, are available every morning. On all our holidays, we offer reductions for children aged 11 and under, and a 5% reduction for senior citizens. When you book, we ask for a deposit of £60 per person, plus insurance premium, as set out in our brochure. If you would like more information, please ring us on 0501 5227. Thank you for calling.
Now you will hear the recording again.
Welcome to our Cretan Holiday Information Line. We thank you for calling and hope you have found something in our brochure to interest you. The following details might help you in your choice. For those of you intending to fly direct to Crete from the UK, we would like to point out that all our flights operate on Tuesdays, and we will be flying from Manchester, Newcastle and Heathrow airports to Heraklion or Chania Airport in Crete. Transport to accommodation within 10 kilometres of the airports is free, but for those wishing to book a holiday further afield, we ask for a small supplement to cover the additional cost of the taxi fare. An alternative is to hire a car, which can be collected at the airport. We must emphasise, however, that comprehensive insurance does not cover either the tyres or windscreen of the car, and that should you cause damage to any of these, you will be required to pay the full cost of repairs, so please drive carefully. Hiring a car costs anything between £140 and £365 per week, depending on the season and type of car. All our villas and apartments are self-catering, with fridges and cookers, though it should be mentioned that the cookers are small and have only two or three rings. The majority of our villas and apartments are cleaned six times a week, and the linen is changed once a week. Clients staying in some of our resorts may use the water sports equipment free of charge, and beginner's lessons, which can be paid for locally, are available every morning. On all our holidays, we offer reductions for children aged 11 and under, and a 5% reduction for senior citizens. When you book, we ask for a deposit of £60 per person, plus insurance premium, as set out in our brochure. If you would like more information, please ring us on 0501 5227. Thank you for calling.
That is the end of part one. Part two. You are on a tour of England, and your coach has just arrived in Fancaster. The courier is telling you the history of the town before you explore it. For questions 9 to 17, complete the notes about the town. Listen very carefully, as you will hear the recording once only.
Here we are in Fancaster. It's an historic place thousands of people visit every year. Let me tell you a bit about it before you explore. Do interrupt if there's anything you'd like to ask or don't understand. Okay. As you can see, it's old. But how old is Fancaster, people ask me. Well, it depends what you mean by Fancaster. In fact, there was a very primitive settlement not far from where we are right now, between 2500 and 2250 BC.
How long ago?
At the earliest, 2500, and the latest, 2250 BC. But it wasn't really a proper town, just huts on the hilltop, probably for defence.
How do we know?
It was excavated a few years ago. Fancaster really started as a recognisable sort of town much later. As many of you may know, the Romans arrived in Britain in the...
...of rush matting, supported by bamboo poles. And as the floodwater gets deeper, people are forced to move to higher and higher land, taking their houses with them.
And what about food supplies?
Well, I was, of course, studying the merchants, and it was quite impressive how they had managed to move all their stock well above flood level and were able to double prices in some areas of the capital that were cut off. The price of grain varied by about 100%, depending on where you were in the city. Now, what the government tries to do in these circumstances is two things. One is to try to sell some of its stock on the open market at low prices in a vain effort to bring down prices. And the other thing is to organise relief and soup kitchens in conjunction with the international charities.
How did you manage to get out? Because the airport was underwater for a lot of the time and there just weren't any flights.
I, of course, double reconfirmed my ticket out. But on the day itself, I was told that the flight didn't exist and really only got out because there was a spare seat on another flight. As we taxied for takeoff, the wings of the F-28, which is by no means a large plane, were actually over the floodwaters on the runway, which didn't inspire a great deal of confidence. So it was one of the most spirited takeoffs I've ever had.
But you lived to tell the tale.
Yes.
That is the end of part three. Part four. This part consists of two tasks. You will hear various people talking about education. Look at task one. For questions 28 to 32, match the extracts as you hear them with the people listed A to H. Now look at task 2. For questions 33 to 37, match the extracts as you hear them with each speaker's intention listed A to H. You will hear the recording twice. While you listen, you must complete both tasks.
What we really need to know is how hard to push her. We neither of us went to college ourselves, and we don't really know how much work they have to do. Is she doing enough homework? It seems like a lot to us, but as I say, we can't tell.
The thing that concerns me is that higher education is not fitting young people for the world in which they are going to find themselves. It's no use their dreaming up fancy policies if they produce too many teachers and not enough mechanics. They should be more in touch with the real world, turning out people to fit jobs we want done in the manufacturing industries. We can't be expected to turn in a profit if we can't get the labour with the right skills.
When I started, I thought they'd be difficult to handle. Wandering about, trying to fiddle with things, touching the things on display. Actually, they're usually very well behaved. And they're much better informed than most members of the public. It's often a visit that ties in with a history project, and sometimes I help the teacher prepare worksheets. They ask some difficult questions too sometimes. It's quite challenging in a pleasant sort of way.
Well, we do sometimes get a youngster coming in from his school with glowing reports about how many junior records he's broken and so on. But we don't take too much notice of that. What we do is we put everyone through 3 months of intensive training, mainly to get rid of all the bad habits they've picked up and see they're really fit. And then we start selection and specialisation after that. We find it works very well.
I know you've all been wondering about the details for next week. Well, I can now tell you that the Education Minister herself will be on the campus for most of the day on Wednesday, and she will be spending part of the morning in this faculty, looking in on some lectures and having coffee with us here in the common room. I myself will be lunching with her, along with other department heads and the senior administrative staff.
Now you will hear the recording again. Remember, you must complete both tasks.
What we really need to know is how hard to push her. We neither of us went to college ourselves, and we don't really know how much work they have to do. Is she doing enough homework? It seems like a lot to us, but as I say, we can't tell.
The thing that concerns me is that higher education is not fitting young people for the world in which they're going to find themselves. It's no use their dreaming up fancy policies if they produce too many teachers and not enough mechanics. They should be more in touch with the real world, turning out people to fit jobs we want done in the manufacturing industries. We can't be expected to turn in a profit if we can't get the labour with the right skills.
When I started, I thought they'd be difficult to handle. Wandering about, trying to fiddle with things, touching the things on display. Actually, they're usually very well behaved. And they're much better informed than most members of the public. It's often a visit that ties in with a history project, and sometimes I help the teacher prepare worksheets. They ask some difficult questions too sometimes. It's quite challenging in a pleasant sort of way.
Well, we do sometimes get a youngster coming in from his school with glowing reports about how many junior records he's broken and so on. But we don't take too much notice of that. What we do is we put everyone through 3 months of intensive training, mainly to get rid of all the bad habits they've picked up and see they're really fit. And then we start selection and specialisation after that. We find it works very well.
I know you've all been wondering about the details for next week. Well, I can now tell you that the Education Minister herself will be on the campus for most of the day on Wednesday, and she will be spending part of the morning in this faculty, looking in on some lectures and having coffee with us here in the common room. I myself will be lunching with her, along with other department heads and the senior administrative staff.
That is the end of part four. There will now be a 10-minute pause to allow you to transfer your answers to the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. The question papers and answer sheets will then be collected by your supervisor. Teacher, pause the tape here for 10 minutes. Remind your students when they have 1 minute left. That is the end of the test. That's the end of side one.